This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump has responded to his felony conviction, returning to the campaign trail on Friday, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At his namesake Manhattan Tower.
It was a rigged trial.
Trump lit into the judge, the verdict, and the allegations underlying the case.
Hush money. It's not hush money. It's called the non-disclosure agreement.
Trump gave essentially a shorter version of his usual campaign speech, attacking President Biden.
He's the dumbest president we've ever had.
Accusing him of overseeing a corrupt and fascist country. Trump also tested the limits of a gag order that keeps him from publicly criticizing witnesses like former fixer Michael Cohen without naming him.
You know, he's a sleazebag.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli military has confirmed its forces are operating in central parts of Rafah and its expanding offensive in the southern Gaza city. The military said in a statement on Friday its troops in central Rafah had uncovered Hamas rocket launchers and tunnels and dismantled a weapons storage city of the U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Prague to attend an informal gathering of NATO foreign ministers, which will focus on advancing preparations ahead of a July summit of the alliance in Washington.
Of course, we'll be celebrating the 75 years of our alliance, the most successful alliance in history. But even more important is what we're doing to prepare the alliance, strengthen the alliance for the next 75 years.
The gathering is focusing on the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and strategies to strengthen NATO's eastern flank. The U.S. has been working with European allies to help Ukraine build its long-term force, efforts that would bring Kyiv closer to NATO. This is VOA News.